Chapter 5. Getting a life, not a building.
Many men and women with learning difficulties don't go to a day centre anymore, or perhaps go for just 1 or 2 days a week. This is because they have a job, or go to college, or do voluntary work, or other activities during the day. This chapter is about how to support people to have interesting days without going to a day centre.
Using buildings differently.
We cannot stop using big day centres overnight. Day centres are important places for people to meet their friends. Parents know that their sons and daughters are safe there. But it is difficult to make big changes for a lot of people while we still use all our big day centre buildings. One way to start to make changes is to look at how we are using our buildings. Could they be used differently? Does your local area have a community centre? Could your day centre become a community centre for local people, as well as people with learning difficulties?
Working without a day centre base.
More people with learning difficulties are now being supported entirely in the community. The only special place is a small office for staff. Staff meet people at their homes and then go off together to do whatever is planned for that day. It takes a lot of good planning, enthusiasm and commitment from everyone involved to make sure this type of support works well.
What helps?
Staff who can work on their own are good at meeting people who know their own community. A manager who trusts staff to take responsibility, manage their own time and get on with the job on their own.
Linking with family and carers.
Working in this way, staff get to know the person's family better. They see the family more often because they meet the person at their home, rather than only seeing them at the day centre. This often means that staff can help people take part in more family activities. They can get to know the person's cultural background. They meet friends of the family. They can help the person meet up again with family members they might not have seen for years. It also means the support worker gets to know the neighbourhood where the person lives and where there may be new opportunities for the person.
Making it work for people with complex needs.
Some of these community-based services support people with complex needs, women and men who need a great deal of support in their lives. Sometimes these are people who don't like going to the day centre because there are too many people or they find it noisy. Often they are people who had so many problems they were not getting any service at all. It might be someone who is too afraid even to leave his or her own home. All these people can be helped by this kind of service.